We're at Kota Kaliesman Theater with Taj Mahal. Taj, welcome back to Rochester.
My pleasure, man. Good to be back.
So the album that people really have discovered you with is the album Savoy.
Really?
Really.
That's amazing. Huh. Okay.
What inspired it? What inspired you to do an album like that?
Well, I've known that music all from the time I was, I don't know, 5, 6 years old. And my parents played it a lot. And that was music that was in the air when I was a youngster. You know, and, you know, I went off in the directions that I went into to want to play and want to connect with. And then, you know, just at some point, I started, I'm always listening out in that bunch of music, you know. I go and listen to, you know, a lot of different jazz and just because that was the way it was for me, you know, listening like that. And then I thought about it. I did a record with Brad Cooter, and I was what was the next project? And I said, you know, you got some jazz chops that you I've actually done some stuff before. I did a project for what's his brother's name, a poet, Ishmael Reed. We took his music and took his poetry and put it to music. And I've done different things, you know, the Yaya Sisterhood, that movie, I did a, you know, cameo in it, doing Keeping Out of Mischief Now. And then over the years, I've just, you know, stuck my neck out there. But, you know, what people knew me for was more of the blues and contemporary music, you know. But when you listen through there, you're going to find that I'm stretching it out. I'm not just staying on that spot. Yeah, I just thought, I started thinking about it. I was talking to my friend John Simon, who was producer on this, and he and I go back a long ways. He played piano in a tuba band back in the early 70s, and we kept in touch with one another. And, you know, we throw things back and forth about Horace Silver, or, you know, Ornette Coleman, and, you know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of different other things. Charles Mingus, Dexter Gordon, you know, different people like that. And Charlie Parker, you know, Miles. And, you know, Dorothy Donegan, and, you know, just different people. And anyway, we just said, maybe one day we'll get together and put together an album. So the opportunity came, the people were there and wanted to do it, and we jumped to the chance.
Speaking with Taj Mahal here on Jazz 90.1. So, Taj, give us an idea of tonight's show, because every show is always a different adventure. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about tonight's journey.
Yeah, tonight's journey is pretty much we're going to stick around with the you know, recycling the blues and other related stuff.
So for you, talk about the challenge of just finding, you keep it fresh all the time. How do you do that? Because you've done so many different things. For you, how do you meet the challenge of keeping it fresh for yourself?
I mean, just don't get old on, excuse me, don't get old on the music. I mean, there's so much, you know what? I mean, I know right now that if I had 100 lifetimes to play 24 hours a day, listen 24 hours a day, share 24 hours a day, you can't share all the music that's on this planet. There's so much music here. And so, I mean, I'm just always excited with the opportunity to be able to share it, you know. And the reason that I am a musician is because I was sent here to be one, you know. And that's like a gift. And you gotta live up to the challenge, you know? And it's like you come on the stage playing, you go off the stage playing, you know?
Speaking of Taj Mahal playing tonight, welcome back to Town Taj. We are so happy and so grateful for everything you've done for the music and are doing for the music and taking it further.
Well, thank you. Amongst other things, one of the things I'm very proud of is having been in on the early movement with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, which is now, I mean, that has yielded some serious fruit, you know, with Rhiannon Giddens and all the stuff that she's doing. Man, I'm just thrilled that I was able to be there at the beginning and help them out, get them started. Yeah.
What's it like for you? Because you saw them at the very beginning, and now you've inspired another generation of youngsters to pick up instruments and play our ancestral music and take it to the next level, the next generation.
Well, that's what you're supposed to be doing. You know, a lot of people, you know, here's a piece of information. 500 years ago, they scrubbed the hard drive, okay? And what little bit we had, we created all of what we created here now. So you got to back up and get around that 500 years and hook up with those guys that go all the way back to 9th century, 7th century, you know, back. And they're there. The griots from the 11th century, 10th, 13th century, you can hook up with them. You know, and when you hook up with them, you recognize that it hasn't been, you know, commodified, you know. It's just the music, you know, and they've been passing from generation to generation. And instead of it being the law of diminishing returns, like you get Cornelius Vanderbilt, he builds this big thing, amazing, during the expansion of, the Industrial Revolution. But by the time it got out to Gloria, there wasn't no money. She had the name, but there was no money because people, you know, generation to generation, they didn't know how to handle that. But when you get with the griots, number one, learns how to make the instrument from a vision, connects up to the royalty, becomes the living library, you know, the genealogist, you know, the historian, you know, he knows their street and history, you know, and then he connects it all up with music. Then he teaches the next generation. So one goes into two, and one, two go into three, and one, two, three go into four. And so you got to compound it as you're going forward, as opposed to the law of diminishing returns. And then if you can get past where they scrub the hard drive and plug into those guys, that's like energy for forever, you know. So that's and you know we came well, we didn't come we didn't play here but we came in earlier this year through where did we play? Oh, we played Normandy with Asona Jibate, and she's like the first woman that's the first woman griot playing kora. You know, in the world. Man, it's like serious. But how did she have to learn? She had to go back there, learn it all by ear. There's no paper, there ain't no school to go learn. You know, so now she's setting up a school so that, you know, that young people can really not lose their culture. Because as people start moving more into Africa because of the fact that it's, you know, it's the future, you know, all the minerals and all the different things that people, 35% of the potable water on planet Earth is on that continent, you know, and gold and diamonds and molybdenum and, you know, everything else you can think of, you know, all the different things. Anyway, there's going to be a big push and people really going to have to know how to hold on to their culture. So I'm all for that, and I'm always connecting up. Just trying to connect people up to be positive about what's coming down the pike.
The great Taj Mahal here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Taj, thank you so much again.